Whoa. Why y'all so happy?
You don't know. Charvette Mitchell is on the radio.
It's time to get motivated,
excited,
and influenced.
Why?
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, live from Richmond, Virginia.
And now,
here to motivate, excite, and influence you,
Charvette Mitchell.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Super excited to be broadcasting from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia, home of the VCU Rams. Big shout out to my Rams. You did a good job. Listen, this is your girl, Charvette. I am telling you what, today's show is off the chain. You don't want to go anywhere. You don't want to move from your computer. You don't want to change that dial. You don't want to do anything because you want to keep it locked right here on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Listen, we're going to start the top of the hour out with talking to a new, brand spanking new restaurant owner here in the capital city of Richmond, Virginia, overseer Kenneth Kendall, and the restaurant is called Pork Chops and Grits Cafe. It is just steps away from the Richmond Convention Center. I have been there. I can attest to the special glazed wings. I can attest to the turkey wings, and I also took a piece of somebody's pork chop, and it was good. So I'm excited to be featuring him today, him and his lovely wife, again, that own Pork Chops and Grits right here in the capital city of Richmond, Virginia on 219 East Clay Street, and we're going to be chatting it up, get the behind the scenes on that brand new restaurant. And then, listen, we're excited. We have a special guest joining us, Shirley Murdoch. Yes, the Shirley Murdoch. She received much success in mainstream music arena and then was reintroduced into the gospel arena. She has two projects out in the gospel arena, and she's been doing a bunch of stage plays all across the country. Mike Matthews, Fake Friends, Tyler Perry's I Know I've Been Changed, Your Arms Too Short to Box with God, and a bunch of others. And she's going to be in Portsmouth, Virginia, just right up the road this week for James McNeil's James McNeil Person. If a man don't work, a man don't eat. So she's going to be in that with a bunch of other people, Wendy Robinson from The Game and a bunch of other people. So we're excited to chat it up with her. And then we will round out the show talking to Kim Martin, and she is the founder of KLM Scholarship Foundation, and they have the 5th annual Black and White Affair, Richmond's Ultimate Party with a Purpose, and this charity benefit goes towards scholarship, book scholarships for students across Virginia. So we're excited to be featuring Kim later on in the show. So I know you're ready to jump right on in. Again, my guest has been hanging out in the virtual green room, overseer Kenneth Kendall. I know the green room food is not as good as pork chops and grits, but we're excited to chat it up with him and to talk about this restaurant, to spotlight it so that you know what is here in Richmond. And he is going to be joining us live on location. Put your hands together. We're excited to have overseer Kenneth Kendall. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, my sister. How are you?
I am doing wonderful. Wishing I had one of those chicken wings right about now.
Oh, Lord.
Listen, I want to just introduce you to our listeners again. I love your restaurant, love the food there. Excited whenever I see locally owned and people that are doing, stepping out on faith and launching their dreams. And if anyone has been on your Facebook, it's clear that you being a chef and food is definitely something you're called to do. It's something you love. So when did you first figure out that you really love to cook?
You know, it's a funny story. I was living with my aunt, and to tell you the truth, she's the starver, and we had to sneak to eat. And so I used to, at night, I would go in the kitchen and start cooking, making something, because I knew in the daytime I wasn't going to be able to eat. So it became a prison to my passion.
Wow.
And from that, I started cooking. And the rest is history.
The rest is history. And so how did you come up with the name for your cafe?
It's so funny. I was at the gym working out, and a couple older ladies were in the pool working out with me. She said, son, now what's the name of the restaurant? And immediately I heard in my spirit, Pork Chops and Grits Cafe. And I told the ladies that. They said, oh, my God, I just love it. And that was it.
So certainly pork chops and grits, is that one of the menu items available?
Oh, yes. That's one of the menu items. We have oxtail, turkey wings. I came up with this glaze called orange chicken glaze.
Yes.
It's phenomenal. I think you had it.
Yes, it was wonderful.
Yeah, we featured that. That's one of our big sellers right now. I'm there right now. People are ordering it right now.
Oh, my goodness. And so do you offer breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Kind
of
tell us the different things you have.
Yes, ma'am. We have breakfast from 9:45 to 11:30. We have what is called Friendly French Toast, Tasty Two. We have amazing oven baked omelet. Of course, we have pork chops and grits. And we have our bowl breakfast burrito, various breakfast menu. We have lunch, fried chicken wings, oxtail, short ribs, turkey wings. We sell chitlins, too. Those are like chitlins. And dinner, we have fried catfish, baked turkey wings, meatloaf on Thursday, short ribs, oxtails, orange chicken glazed wings. We have so much stuff, I can't even name it all.
You just, listeners, you just have to go visit and check out the menu. And you all are on Facebook, so tell listeners how they can connect with you on Facebook.
Yes, you can like us on Facebook at Pork Chops and Grits Cafe. And we're also on Twitter. We're also on Instagram at PC Grits. So we're everywhere.
We're everywhere, everywhere. And so the actual specials that you have going on, I saw that on your Facebook. What are a few of the specials that people can partake in?
No, we're offering this week chicken and dumplings. This
Ooh.
Week, it's one of my grandmother's recipes, and I just revamped it a little bit, added my twist to it. We offer that, chicken and dumplings. We offer, I came up with a soul food egg roll.
Oh,
and
tell
so
us
that,
about
that. So that'll be featured this coming Thursday. It's stuffed with macaroni and cheese, honey baked ham with the orange glaze as a dipping sauce. Oh, it's phenomenal.
Wow.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
So even though you have soul food, you put a little twist on things. Is that like your nature?
Yes, we have soul food with American twist. So we have, starting next Thursday, we'll have chicken Alfredo. We just don't stay in a soul food lane. We try to branch out. We have Caribbean food. We have gumbo featuring next week. So we try to do a little stuff, but keep the soul food stuff here, but just branch out and do other things.
I love it. Listeners, if you just tuned in, hello, welcome. You're listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, and we're doing our restaurant spotlight here right in the capital city of Richmond, Virginia, pork chops and grits, steps away from the Richmond Convention Center, 219 East Clay Street, again, in Richmond, Virginia. You need to make your way there. If you're tuning in just now, keep it locked right here. We're going to be talking to Shirley Murdoch a little bit later and also Kim Martin a little bit later, so keep it locked right here. All right, so what are your hours?
Hours are Mondays are 11:30 to 9 o'clock. Tuesdays, 9:45 in the morning to 9 p.m. at night. We're closed on Wednesdays. Open back up on Thursdays, 9:45 to 9 p.m. at night. Friday, same time, 9:45 to 9 p.m. at night. Saturday, same time, 9:45, 9 p.m. And on Sundays, we have Sunday dinner from 4 to 9.
All right, there you have it, listeners. So plenty of options, plenty of options. I love that you have on your menu previews. Talk about
yes,
what
ma'am.
Are the previews.
Now, previews is our version of appetizers.
All right.
It's a preview before you get your meal. And we have what is called catfish bites. This catfish cut into little squares. We have chicken wings. We have our orange chicken wings. We have pork chop strips. They come either in orange glaze, regular, or in barbecue sauce. We have
Ooh.
Our barbecue smoked sausage. We have our house salad. And we also have what I have called lasagna chicken noodle soup.
What?
Yes. We cook our chicken noodle soup with lasagna noodles. It's more of a stew than a soup, if you ask me. I mean, it's phenomenal. If you like chicken noodle soup, you will love my version.
Wow, and we have a listener on Facebook saying, thanks, Pastor, for the turkey wings. They were awesome.
Oh, wow.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. And so you also offer desserts. So tell us about the desserts.
Yes, ma'am. We have desserts. We have pound cake, we have peach cobbler, we have banana pudding. We had just featured a new dessert 2 days ago, warm strawberry shortcake. And we have banana pudding, peach cobbler, lemon cake, and a caramel apple pie.
Wow. And the listeners, the sides, we don't want you to forget, the macaroni and cheese and the collard greens and the potato salad and cabbage. Just a host, candy yams, a host of sides that you offer.
Yes, ma'am. We have macaroni and cheese, collard greens, mustard greens on Fridays, green beans, plain rice, candy yams, fried sweet corn, potato salad, Friday and Saturday only. We have french fries for the kiddos. We have stuffing, mashed potatoes, red beans and rice, black-eyed peas, cabbage, and, of course, we have grits.
Wow. Oh, my goodness. So I know your mouth is watering, listeners, so you need to make your way to Pork Chops and Grits. If you're in Richmond, if you're coming through Richmond, if you just stop through Richmond sometimes, right downtown, really easy, 219 East Clay Street. You've heard the commercial. We aired the commercial. Big shout-out to Pastor Christina Blue doing the commercial.
Job.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. So we are definitely in support of those that are launching out. What was the catalyst that said, you know what, I want to actually open a cafe, I want to open a restaurant? What pushed you that way?
You know, I've been cooking for years, and people keep on saying, now, when you go open up a restaurant? Now, we were from California, moved to Virginia almost 3 years ago, this coming June.
Wow.
And we just decided to step out on faith and say, you know what? I can cook. The food is good. Let's sell it. and that's exactly what we did. We found this humble and cozy atmosphere, 219 East Clay Street. And we put some paint on the wall and went grocery shopping and open sign, and here we are.
Wow. You know, there's some people who, like, say that for years and years and years. I'm going to open a restaurant. I'm going to start my business. And they just kind of sit, like, for years and years. So, you know, shout out to you for launching out and just doing it, you know, and just doing it. And I don't want to leave out that you are a pastor. I know I was telling a young lady about your restaurant, and she was like, well, what are the hours? And then when I told her the hours and the days you were open, she said, they must be Christians, they must be believers. And I said, you're right. So please shout out and tell us a little bit about your ministry and all of that.
Well, the name of my ministry is City of Life Tabernacle, located in Ashland, Virginia. You know, the Lord called us to Virginia. I was preaching in Rhode Island, and the Lord said, Virginia. Now, I don't know nobody in Virginia. I ain't got no cousins here, no stepbrothers, nobody. So we packed our stuff up, and we headed east, and here we are, and the church is growing, and people are coming. I'm just excited to be in God's will and to work in His will.
Yeah, and how are you balancing ministry and business and family? Do you have any tips for people that are trying to figure out that balance?
You know, I've learned the tip is, first, it's called neology. Pray and seek the face of God and ask God to give you strategy and know how to balance family time, your own personal time. You got to have personal time, because sometimes you do all this ministry and working in church, working in a restaurant, you forget about yourself. So I've learned to have my time, family time, kids time, wife time, and after all that, it produces a great family.
Praise God. I love it. I love it. So what do you have planned for Pork Chops and Grits? What vision do you see down the road, up the road, around the corner?
You know, it's my vision to have Pork Chops and Grits course back home in California, a couple of spots here in Virginia, and I so want Pork Chops and Grits to be in New York and Atlanta. So, you know, I'm branching out. My vision is not just Virginia. It's take over the whole globe if I can, you know. Have a Pork Chops in London, England, if God be so fit.
International. What y'all know about that? Oh, my goodness. And do you offer catering?
Yes, we do. We offer catering. And so if you want us to cater your next event, the number is 804-225-1838. And we would love to specialize a menu just for you. I just don't cook soul food. I cook anything.
All right. So give our listeners one more time your location and your hours.
Yes, ma'am. 219 East Clay Street, Richmond, Virginia. The number here is 804-225-1838. We're open on Mondays 11:30 to 9 p.m. Tuesdays 9:45 to 9 p.m. Wednesdays we're closed. Thursday we reopen 9:45 to 9 p.m. Friday 9:45 to 9 p.m. Saturday 9:45 to 9 p.m. Sunday we're open. Our Sunday dinner is at 4 p.m. to 9 p.m. at night.
Wonderful. Listeners, Pork Chops and Grits Cafe, Overseer Kenneth Kendall and Lady Kendall, we send our love and thank you so much for just offering the city new, something different, a restaurant, different options, and just a different environment and in a Christian environment. I think that's awesome that you stepped out and did that. So we wanted to spotlight you today on that.
Thank you so much for having us.
Great, thank you. I'll let you get back. Again, he broadcasted live from the restaurant, so I'll let you get back to those glazed chicken wings.
All right, you have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.
All right, thank you. All right, listeners, we're going to take a very quick commercial break, and then we'll be back. Don't you go anywhere. We're coming right back. I promise. Don't go anywhere.
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Charvette will be back after this.
Changes in the IRS tax code means this year will be more complicated than ever. However, Yvette Allen Tatum is registered with the IRS and has over 30 years of experience. Those folks in the mall doing taxes part-time are probably nice people, but you do not want them filing your taxes. Call Yvette Allen Tatum today to help you file your federal and state tax returns. Call now, 804-405-9743. That's 804-405-9743.
East Clay Street, downtown Richmond.
Does your church or ministry have a website? Are you a local artist or author that has an established web presence? If you answer no to any of these questions, you're letting countless opportunities pass you by. Hi, I'm Charvette Mitchell. Mitchell Productions was created with your needs in mind. We will provide you with stylish and economical online marketing solutions. From email marketing to your own website, Mitchell Productions caters to ministries, nonprofits, small businesses, and special events. Check out our portfolio at Mitchell-Productions.com. In today's world, a website is not a luxury, it's a necessity. And Mitchell Productions can create your website in a stylish manner at a very economical price. Don't let business, customers, or new congregation members pass you by. Visit Mitchell Productions today at www.Mitchell-Productions.com. Let us showcase your organization to the world.
She's here to motivate, excite, and influence you. She's Charvette Mitchell. Charvette Mitchell. It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show with in-depth interviews from today's leading authors, gospel artists, stars that you want to know about. And now, Charvette Mitchell.
All right, welcome back again. Hello, listeners. We're so glad to have you tuning in. Listen, I know you're following me on Twitter, twitter.com/Charvette. Of course, you absolutely need to be following me, connecting with me on Facebook, facebook.com/Charvette. You can click the follow button if you don't want to have a whole bunch of friends. That is fine. You can just click on the follow button or subscribe button in Facebook. Again, facebook.com/Charvette, twitter.com/Charvette. And then my main website, www.charvette.com. Real simple. If you can't remember any of that, you can just Google Charvette, and it'll bring you right where you need to be. Listen, we are so grateful to have listeners tuning in from all across the World Wide Web. Those that are listening from Twitter and from Facebook, hello. Those that are listening from iTunes, from Blog Talk Radio, we appreciate you here on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Listen, we got to give a a big shout out as we go into our second segment with our featured guest. I see her hanging out in the virtual green room, so hopefully she's enjoying some virtual green room food. We're going to be bringing Shirley Murdoch to the mic momentarily. I'm telling you what, we are excited to have her, honored to have her here on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Big shout out to listeners from Charleston, South Carolina. We see you. Richmond, Virginia. Oh, my goodness. Norfolk, Virginia. Hampton, Virginia. In the house. Tidewater in the house. Oh, my goodness. Bronx, New York. How you doing? Sunnyvale, California. Hello. Los Angeles, California. How you doing? Chester, Virginia. How are you doing? We're glad to have you. Orlando, Florida. We see you as well. Thank you so much for checking us out here on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. So, listen, we are going to our second segment. Excited and honored to have this dynamic young lady, Shirley Murdoch. Certainly she received much success in mainstream music arena. She was reintroduced to the gospel arena, has a live project out, The Journey, and she's been featured in many, many hits gospel stage plays all across the country, and she's going to be in Portsmouth, Virginia this week. I'm telling you what, I'm going to the mic, and I'm bringing her on air right now. Miss Shirley Murdoch, welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.
Well, hello. How are you?
I am fabulous. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. I'm enjoying myself in the virtual green room with my virtual soul food and my virtual green Kool-Aid.
Yes, I love it. Thank you so much. Oh, my goodness. Listen, there is so much that we could talk about. I'm telling you, I'm just excited to spotlight you and showcase you to our listeners. You have such a history and a legacy of so much that you have done. I definitely want to chat about the gospel stage plays that you've been featured in. How did you get your foot into that arena? We know about the music, but how did you get into the plays?
The Bible says that your gift will make room for you and bring you before a great man. And I'm telling you, Charvette, that's exactly what happened. It was the fact that I was a singer. I had success, you know, in the music industry,
yeah.
And that opened the door. But when I went into acting, I said to myself, Shirley, now don't go in here thinking you're an actor, because you're not. What you've been given is an opportunity, because there are people, there are actors here, there are thespians here who have spent the same kind of time, you know, learning their craft that you spent, you know, learning how to sing, building up your chops, you know, working on your gifts. So don't bust up in here thinking you all that. So what I did is I told the director, I said, I'm going to come in here. I'm telling you, I don't know nothing. I don't know anything, but I realize I've been given this opportunity. So when you find yourself in those positions, you humble yourself and allow the director and those wonderful actors that I had the opportunity to be around, some of those same actors that I saw on the big screen, you know.
Yes.
I mean, to see Billy Dee Williams, you know, see him in Mahogany, you know.
Yes.
What, you want my arm to fall off? You know, and Lady Sings the Blues, and to be on the same stage with him, or with Leon, with oh my gosh, with Clifton Powell, with Jack A. Harry, with Elise Neal, with so many wonderful actors, but to understand that they spent the same amount of time working on their craft, you know, as I did. So what I did, I told the director, I said, I'm just going to be an empty palette. I'm going to let you paint on me, and I'm going to glean from it. I'm going to learn from all these wonderful people. And there came a day when an actor proclaims you to be an actor, then you're an actor. So when they clipped the power, he said, Miss Shirley, he said, stop saying you're not an actor. You are an actor. So, I mean, oh, my gosh, you know, I'm matriculated to be an actor.
You could have went in with the big head and said, I am, do you know who I am? You could have went in with that kind of attitude.
Well, first of all, ain't none of us?
Right, you can say it.
Ain't none of us got no business walking into any situation, any door that God has opened, saying that I'm this and that, because God opposes the proud, but it gives grace and mercy to the humble. So when you humble yourself, then you can, there's no place to go but up. But if you come and you're already on top, guess what, boo? Ain't no place to go but down.
That's a wisdom nugget there. Oh, my goodness. Listeners, if you just tuned in, yes, you're listening to Shirley Murdoch here on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, the Shirley Murdoch. We're excited to have her. Oh, my goodness. And so then the stage plays, you just kept getting invitations to be in. I mean, you've been in Fake Friends and I Know I've Been Changed and Man of Her Dreams and A Mother's Prayer. I mean, it looks like the opportunities just kept rolling in for you.
They do. And, you know, it's wonderful because you know, one thing just leads to another. And I started off with just, you know, playing, having those little cameo appearances.
Yeah.
You know, to actually having lead roles. So it's really amazing. I'm just thankful. And you know, it really is for me, it is one of the dreams come true. Because, Charvette, I remember being a little girl watching the Shirley Temple movies, okay?
Yeah.
Back, you know those Saturday matinees with a little white hair, a white girl with curly hair called Shirley Temple. Her name was Shirley. She could sing and dance. And I saw myself. I said, okay, that's me. I can do that. One day I'm going to do that. It's amazing because God gives us a dream. And whatever dream God gives you, you know, he will process you if you let him. And he will, you know, because he's the giver and he's the keeper and the fulfiller of dreams. And I don't care what kind of turn your life might have taken, if God has given you a dream, baby, he's not a man that he should lie. He watches over his word to perform it. But you have to make sure that you position yourself. Position is so key. You have to position yourself to receive the things that God has for you. Then you can stand under that open window of blessing. Because, see, there are things in our lives that might block the flow. So sometimes, babe, you got the rotor root of your life. Sometimes it's people. Sometimes it's situations. Sometimes it's relationships. It might be sin in your life. Well, then whatsoever it is, you want to get it out the way so that you can have that free flow of God's blessings into your life.
Yes. Now, this is Oprah's life class going on right here. My goodness, so much wisdom that you have in you to share. Thank you. And we're going to actually play a dream a little bit later. So I'm so glad you set that up for me perfectly without even knowing it. So let's talk about this stage play this week. If a man don't work, a man don't eat. Shout out to James McNeil Pearson at the Willett Hall, Portsmouth, Virginia. I've been there before. Tell us about this play.
You know, this play, it's about life. It's about relationship. And, you know, we have to understand if a man, I think everybody understands, if a man don't work, a man don't eat. You got to work by the sweat of your own brow. And when you do that, then you feel good about yourself. If you feel good about yourself, then you're going to exude a positivity that's going to come out of your life. You know, I think some of the problems in our society today is, you know, in the family structure. If a man is not working, he doesn't feel good about himself, he doesn't feel proud about himself, and if you don't feel good, you know, then that's what you put out there into the atmosphere. But if you do something that you feel good about, then you feel good about yourself, and that's what you exude out of your spirit. And so it's about life, the challenges of life. I don't want to give too much away. I think you need to come see it. Because just the cast alone is enough for you to want to come see it. It's great acting. There's comedy. There's drama. There's great singing. I think it's something that the family, you can bring the family out for, and you're guaranteed to have a wonderful time. This is my first time working with the play, but I'm so excited to have the opportunity to work with this play and work with this director and work with this awesome cast.
Wonderful. Again, listeners, that's March. You have three opportunities, March 28th, 29th, and 30th. Again, that's right at the beautiful Willett Hall, Portsmouth, Virginia, right up the road. We have listeners all over anyway, Hampton and Virginia Beach and Tidewater, all in that area. If a man don't work, yes.
It's in that area. Yeah, Portsmouth.
Oh yeah, Portsmouth. Yes.
Portsmouth and Newport News.
Yes. And yes.
Norfolk. And Norfolk. Not Newport News. Newport News. And Norfolk.
Yes.
Gotta get it right.
I gotta get it right. Thank you for correcting me, because I'm gonna get a tweet or a Facebook post or something that said I didn't
know,
say
right?
it right.
They're gonna let you know.
It's listeners, we put the link on Facebook for you to get tickets very easily. So certainly facebook.com/Charvette. It's a public post, so you don't even have to be connected. You can click there and get tickets for this. So your character in this play, what kind of role are you playing?
Well, I don't want to give too much away. This is
my first
time.
Yes.
And my first rehearsal is tomorrow.
So I'm
getting ready to find out more and more about what I'm doing, too. But I know that I'm going to have an opportunity to witness and to minister to a young lady that's going through a challenge.
Okay.
And I know what that challenge is, but I don't want to say what that challenge is.
All right, we're going to leave it. We're going to leave it at that.
I definitely have an opportunity to sing, to minister to her, and I'll definitely have an opportunity. You hear me sing, not once. You hear more than once. How about that?
Oh, wow. And it also features Wendy Raquel Robinson from The Game. And
from The Game, that's right.
Yeah, so much
Tanya Mack, y'all. Tanya Mack.
Tanya Mack.
Tanya Mack.
Miguel Nunes from Juana Man and Life.
Yes.
Samson Logan.
Sam
nice
Logan.
Looking fella.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome singer, too.
Wow. And so do you find the acting and singing, like the singing is more natural and you have to really work at the acting, or do they kind of flow together well?
You know, I think they kind of flow together because I think that most singers can transition into acting, because when I came up in the industry, I came up when you know, it was, everybody didn't have a music video.
Right.
So we had to tell the story from the magic of, you know, the music, the melody, you know, how we would treat a word, you know, we may put a growl on it, you know, to put on it, you know, or we might go into like a real sweet falsetto, you know, or we may crescendo. We had to use, you know, melody and tone and all of those things to create a picture, to create a video in your mind. And so I think that videos are great, but I think sometimes we lose using the imagination, because every person that heard the record, they had their own video in their own mind of what that song meant to them. You know, let's go back in the day, like, you know, set you by golly, wow, you're the one that I've been waiting for forever. So, you know, everybody, or like, I know you want to leave me, but I refuse to let you go. Everybody had their own, you know, story behind, you know, behind whatever that song was. And I think sometimes today, when you see the video, you only get it from one perspective. And it kind of, sometimes it's a little limiting. It's great for marketing, for knowing, you know, being able to recognize the people. But I think, you know, we kind of lose a little something. I came up in a time, you know, where music told stories. It spoke the sentiments of your heart when you didn't know what to say, but there was a song out there that could say it for you. And if we get back to some of that, I think that the music would be more classic. It would last, you know, stand the test of time. I've been most fortunate that a lot of my records have, you know, like one of my biggest hits, As We Lay, is still one of the most requested songs on the Quiet Storm, even 20-some years later.
Wow.
Because stories about life and, you know, I think that's one of the advantages of coming up, you know, when I came up in the music industry.
And it's that stage presence, like that music, you all really had real stage presence telling that story. So I certainly see how that is a transferable skill into acting. Oh, my goodness. Well, I don't want to hold you too much longer because I know you've got to get ready. Well, certainly Virginia welcomes you for this week, and trust that the fans and supporters will come out and see If a Man Don't Work, a Man Don't Eat. And how do I say it again? Portsmouth. Did I get it right?
Portsmouth.
Portsmouth.
And Willett
Hall.
I will definitely come out, you know, and after the show, I'll come out and sign autographs. So y'all got some of those old albums, cassette, CDs.
Oh,
I'll be more than happy to sign it. You know, we'll take pictures with you. I will also make sure that I bring my latest project called The Journey. It's my first live project.
Yes.
The DVD that goes with it. And I had a chance to bring along some of my girlfriends. Kelly Price is doing a song with me, and Regina Bell and the amazing Beverly Crawford. And then at the very end, we're all doing a song together called Someday.
Wow.
So I'll definitely make sure I have that available for everybody too.
Yes, and listeners, that's The Journey. You can pick it up online. Oh my goodness! And we're gonna play Dream from that. But you can pick up it's live CD and DVD set, right?
That's right. And you can holler at your girl on Twitter at Shirley Murdoch. I'm also on Facebook, and you can go to my website, ShirleyMurdochLifeSongs.com. I'm trying to start a whole other genre of music called life songs, honey. Listen, I know that we love God and
yes.
You know, we were made to worship, but I also believe that we need songs to help us in everyday life. We need songs to help us be better mothers, better fathers, better sisters. You know, just to be better people. There's a song that I on my prior CD called "I Love Me Better Than That." And it just deals with, you know, women that are going through abusive relationships, whether it's physical or emotional, to just to remind you that you're fearfully and wonderfully made, and that you can't love nobody till you learn how to love yourself. And so it encourages you to get you, take your joy back, take your strength back, take your dreams back, take everything back that the devil has ever stolen from you, because you've got to love yourself. You got to, because if you don't love your baby, nobody else will. So
all right.
I sing songs about life, even from back in the day, from As We Lay, The Husband Going Without You. As We Lay was not a celebratory song about infidelity, even though it was about two people who were caught up in infidelity. But the moral and the moral of the story was, you need to count up the cost before you get lost.
Because there's
a price tag attached to every decision that you make in life. And what you do, it just doesn't affect you, but it affects everybody in your life. That's why you need to count up the cost before you get lost in a second, in a minute, in the world, before you lay. Try that, how many know? Somebody needs to play. Can I get an amen, sis?
Amen. Listen, I tell listeners, y'all are getting it live today. Put your hands together. Shirley Murdoch, thank you so much. You're so gracious, and I love your spirit, and we appreciate you that you took the time out to come on the show, and we certainly wish you much more continued success.
Thank you. Thank you for having me, and shout out to my girl, Lady Emmy.
Yes, thank you, Lady Emmy, for making this connection. We appreciate you. Oh, wow. Listeners, we're going to let you hear Dream by Shirley Murdoch. Here we go.
Trouble often comes to destroy the dream within. Hard to find a friend that wants to see you win. Trouble often comes to destroy what we believe, but the dream lives on inside of me, growing strong in spite of me. Through it all, my dream it will survive. Whoa, God gave me a dream that would not die. God cannot lie. Oh, God showed me. Let me see your hand. Your dream that would not die. The dream cannot die. Joseph dreamed a dream that set him apart from men. A dream that gave him courage to overcome his every sin.
Joseph dreamed a dream.
Know his dream is still the best.
us, listeners, Dream by Shirley Murdoch. She was so awesome. I love her spirit. Definitely, again, check her out this week, Portsmouth, Virginia, at Willett Hall, March 28th, 29th, and 30th. Again, we posted the link for purchasing tickets, facebook.com/Charvette, and you want to check out If a Man Don't Work, He a Man Don't Eat. How about that? Listen, we are ready for our next segment. We're going to be chatting it up with Kim Martin of the KLM Scholarship Foundation, the fifth annual Black and White Affair charity benefit. We're going to hear all about it. Richmond's premier party with a purpose. She's hanging out in the green room. We're going to be bringing her on the air right after this very quick commercial break. Don't you go anywhere. You're listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Charvette will be back after this.
Incredible. In concert. Imperial Hotel Durham, North Carolina. It's the NCGAG Annual Convention. And it's just around the corner. This one, the biggest ever. Book your rooms today for May 14th through 18th at Sheraton Imperial Hotel Durham, North Carolina. NCGAG Convention features nightly showcases, daily classes and workshops, seminars, vocal coaching, and of course, the best gospel music anywhere featuring national and independent artists. Book your rooms today. Book your rooms today for May 14th through 18th. Call now, 910-551-7673 or 910-988-4614. That's 910-551-7673 or 910-988-4614. Showcase spaces are also available, and we're currently accepting showcase applications. Go ahead, circle the dates now, May 14th through 18th. To book your rooms, go to ncgag.com.
When you need an energetic, knowledgeable, and anointed speaker for your women's conference or event, you need Yvette Allen Tatum, founder of Surrounded by Faith Ministries. Dedicated to transforming the lives of women with the Word of God, Yvette Allen Tatum has created a series of workshops designed to jumpstart dreams and manifest them in the physical realm. Contact Yvette at 804-405-9743. That's 804-405-9743.
She's here to motivate, excite, and influence you. She's Charvette Mitchell. Charvette Mitchell. It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show with in-depth interviews from today's leading authors, gospel artists, stars that you want to know about. And now, Charvette Mitchell.
Everyone, thank you so much for checking us out here on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, broadcasting from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia. It is beautiful today. We're excited to have you, and we're moving into our next segment. We're excited to talk to Kim Martin. I'm bringing her on the air right now, and we're excited to chat it up about the fifth annual Black and White Affair. Hello, Kim. Welcome to the show.
Hello, Charvette, and thank you for having me.
Oh, wow, we're excited to have you and to feature your organization and this event and all the great things that you are doing. So we want to jump right on in. Tell our listeners about KLM Scholarship Foundation and why you even started this organization.
Sure. KLM are actually my initials, Kimberly L. Martin. And so it's KLM Scholarship Foundation. And one of the reasons, there's a couple of reasons why I named it that. Number one is it's not for egotistical reasons. I want everybody to know if I did it, you can do it. So that's number one. Second reason why, you know, another reason why I started the organization is because years ago when I was in college and I was struggling to pay for, you know, my expenses, tuition, room and board and books, I knew when I was in college, I said, I'm going to give back one day. And, of course, at that time, I had dreams of making money like Jay-Z, Beyonce, Mary J. Blige, whomever, right?
Right.
And I said, well, when I graduate, I'm going to be rich like that, and I'm going to give back. Fast forward a couple of years after I graduated, no Beyonce money, no Jay-Z money, but I had a really good job, right?
Right.
So I said, okay, where can I start? How can I help? And God just laid the vision on me to start small and to start with books, because books can be very expensive. So why not start there? And that's where it all came from.
Wow. And you are so right. Books are out of this world. And if you don't account for that, that can really set you back, because you have to have your books.
Right. You have to have those books. And sometimes, depending on the school, depending on the professor, you may not find out what book you need until a week before you start class.
Yeah.
And if you have 6 classes and each book is $100 each or more, that can really set you back, and that can really be a sticker price for you.
Wow.
A sticker shocker for you.
Absolutely. And so who are some of the colleges, or can you name some of the colleges that have students that have been able to benefit from the scholarship program?
Yes, we have at least 15 Virginia schools, colleges.
Wow.
Our students have attended Christopher Newport, George Mason, Hampton Sydney, Hampton University, James Madison, Norfolk State,
wow.
my alma mater, Virginia State University.
All right.
Old Dominion, Randolph-Macon College, University of Virginia, and VCU, and that's at least a couple of the universities. Also University of Richmond, as well as William & Mary.
Wow, look at that. So what a reach you have been able to make, what an impact you've been able to make. So how can people donate to the KLM Scholarship Foundation?
Oh, we accept donations online as well as via mail. And if anyone wants to donate, our website online is www.klmfoundation.org. Or if they would like to donate via mail, we're at Post Office Box 3081, Henrico, Virginia, 23228.
Wonderful. All right, so let's talk about the Black and White Affair. This is the 5th year. How did you even come up with this type of idea?
God laid that on me, too. Look, God is all in this and over around it. But, I started brainstorming when I first started out, I was like, okay, how can we raise money every year? You know, how can we start off? And I said, okay, a lot of people really like to go to parties. A lot of people like to go to theme parties. So we just came up with the Black and White Affair. And we offer, food, dancing, cocktails. If anybody wants to play casino games, they can without risk or without feeling they're morally doing something wrong.
Right.
Because it's play. Look, this is a word that goes way back. It's play.
Right. This is for play. This is for fake, not for real.
That's right. This is for play. We said, we'd have a DJ. So we have a wonderful DJ that comes out. And we just thought it would be, a good time to let your hair down and have fun, but still be contributing or helping someone out as you're having fun.
All right, party with a purpose. So this year's event, let's give all the juicy details about the 5th annual Black and White Affair. Who is the host for this year's event?
Oh, it's none other than Miss Shelby Brown of CBS6. She's an anchor reporter.
Yes.
Miss Brown has been with us since day one. She has been our hostess every year. Shelby does a wonderful job. She's so down to earth. She immediately, when we talked to her about the vision and mission, she immediately gravitated towards it and was like, hey, I want to help. And she has been wonderful. She has helped us get our sponsors. She and her husband have been a sponsor a year.
Wow.
She's just great.
Well, while we're talking about sponsors, tell our listeners about some of the community partners that are really helping to sponsor this event. It's always great to have partnerships.
Oh, absolutely. One of our biggest partners is En Vogue Hair Salon, and they have also been with us since day one. They, they sell tickets from their location. They lead our committees. Actually, one of my good friends who's the owner, her name is Cantrice McAllister. She actually has been there since day one, helping me step by step, helping me get volunteers, coming up with good ideas. So En Vogue is definitely a huge sponsor. We also have King's Corner this year. They're the caterers, and they're sponsoring all the food.
Wow.
Our hospitality room. Can you believe it?
Oh, my goodness. What a blessing.
Yes. We also have Michael Harvey. He's of MLH Harvey Assets Management. We have Nationwide. We have Radio One, that's Kiss FM and Praise. They have been with us since day one also. They are wonderful, and just I can't say enough about them. They've been very generous to us in understanding that because we are a nonprofit and our budget
right.
is limited, they work with us every year to advertise the event. They're great folks over there. And the Virginia Lottery has been with us every year.
Wow.
Also, a local bakery called Sweet Cakes and Company. That's Raina and her team.
Yes, and I was just there like 2 weeks ago. Oh, my goodness, the cupcakes
oh,
are
you?
Phenomenal. Yes. I posted a picture on my Facebook. Those that connect with me on Facebook, I posted a picture. Love it, love it, love it.
Yes, so I, you know, shout out to Raina and her team because she's, this is her second Black and White affair she's donated to, but she's also donated to our 10th anniversary celebration.
Wow. So much. So you can see, listeners, the great partnerships, and you hear the great things that are going to be taking place at the 5th Annual Black and White Affair, which is going to be April 6th. April 6th is right around the corner, 7 p.m. to 11 p.m., and your location is very interesting. Tell us about the location.
Oh, we have our event, and this is the fifth year there, is the Children's Museum of Richmond. And one reason why we chose that location, because it's central.
Yeah.
And because it has great parking and is very spacious. Our guests are able to come, have a good time, and not be on top of one another, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, there's lots of room for our silent auction, lots of room for our raffle. They can dance, you know, they can eat. We have a whole hospitality room. So it's a great layout at the Children's Museum.
Wow, big shout-out to them for that, providing that space. I love that, I love that. Now, the DJ, who is the featured DJ?
Oh, our featured DJ is DJ Flavor.
All right.
This is his second year with us, and he is a really popular DJ, and he deserves all the accolades because he really gets the crowd moving. He plays,
yeah.
you know, diverse music, you know, for all genres, and everybody just has a good time. Like I mentioned, this is his second year, but last year everybody loved him, including me.
So get your cha-cha, practice your cha-cha slide, and practice your all of your slides, and get them all together, because I'm sure that he throws some of them in there. That's something
yes.
that you can always, you know, if you don't know anything else, practice your slides. Oh, wow, this sounds so awesome. What's the website again for this event?
Okay, our event website is www.theblackandwhiteaffair.com, and folks can come to that site and purchase their tickets online. Their ticket donation is only $30 for one ticket, two for 50. And if any of listeners out there are like, that's steep, it really isn't, because it includes
no.
all of your entertainment as well as your food, and your drinks. You know, their cocktails will have a cash bar, but they will have soft drinks available for our guests. They will also have an opportunity to win door prizes.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, $30. What is $30? And then if you're going with two, that you save $10, so that's only $50 for two tickets.
And they have to think about it, too. They're helping students. After we pay our bills, after we pay our expenses, 100% of the money goes to the book scholarship program, because no one, including myself, is compensated. We're all volunteers.
Wow. So you know where your money, if you get in there, where the money going? How much did they take out? And how much did, you know how people do, because
mm-hmm.
they do with everything. So you just heard it. Everyone is a volunteer. So certainly, as with anything, you have to cover your expenses. If you had to, you know, and there are clearly expenses. But once that's
mm-hmm.
done, then you know that your money certainly is going towards a good cause. And certainly, if you don't know how much books cost, if you haven't been in school for a while, just Google it. Just go to any Facebook page, VCU's page, alumni page, and just post the question, how much are books? And you will see what they are ranging. And you'll see, oh, wow, $30. I need to buy two or three tickets to help kids out with this event. And I think this is great. Do you have other things that you do during the year? Is this your main event?
This is our main event. And last year, from our event last year alone, we were able to distribute $15,000 in book scholarships.
Wow.
We helped 21 students. So basically, it's up to the public how many students we can help. So if the public comes out and supports us and stays and, you know, and has a good time, that's more students we can help.
Wonderful. And you've been doing a lot of press and media. So big shout out to the Richmond media community, because I think you been on TV recently? Tell us all the places you've been as far as media is related.
Okay, so I actually did a recording today with Community Clovia for Community Conversation. She's wonderful. I just recorded today.
Yes.
I also have been at 98.9, and I have been at Amen 820. So, yes, it has been a blessing. The media has welcomed us with open arms, and it has made a huge difference. And then, of course, we have been on Virginia This Morning, and Shelby helps us with that. That's all Shelby, helping us get the word out there. And as also with Antoinette Essa, she's been helping us a lot too. She has had us on her show, to go over the weekend event.
Yes.
She's covered us. And then I'm like, that's nothing but God.
Yeah, and I got to tell you, Antoinette reached out to me. So big shout out to Antoinette Essa. Those that are listening that are not from Richmond, she's a radio personality. She's also a TV personality here, a great legacy here in the city. But she reached out to me and said, hey, I think this is a great organization that you should feature on your show. So certainly you have favor. You have some favor on your life with that.
Yes.
Wow. All yes. right. So
love Antoinette, and she's going to be in the house. She's going to be in the event also.
Yes. So tell our listeners one more time the ticket price, date, time, location, and your website.
Okay. The event is called the 5th Annual Black and White Affair Charity Benefit. It's being held April 6th at the Children's Museum, starting from 7 p.m. to 11 p.m. So 11 p.m. is early enough people can get up and go to church the next day.
Uh-huh.
The price of the ticket is one ticket for $30. Two tickets for $50, and just bring your dancing shoes. You don't, you know, people hear black and white and think it's black tie. No, no, no. If you want to wear a black tie, that's fine. We welcome you. But no, it's just black and white party attire, something you wear to a nice wedding or to a club or something like that. And we just have a great time.
Wonderful. Oh, my goodness. I love it. I love it. And I'm glad that we were able to showcase you and spotlight you here on the Charlotte Mitchell Radio Show, and you're representing well. My last question for you, the goal of my show is to motivate, excite, and influence. Motivate, excite, and influence. And what continues to motivate you?
Every day what motivates me is this foundation, Charvette. My real job is I'm an IT project manager, and I have a good job. It's a blessing to have that job. But what gets me up in the morning is know that we have a whole group of volunteers who help me. They've been with me since day one, and I love them. That getting up in the morning knowing that they're behind me, they're helping me, and that we're helping the community, helping these students who need money, that motivates as well as excites as well as influences my life. And I wouldn't give it up for the world. This is my baby. This is really our baby, all of us who contributed to it. And, you know, I would love to mention everybody's name, but I might forget somebody. But they know who they are. I love them, and they are just good. They're the best volunteers ever. I prayed for them, and God gave me some good volunteers.
Wow. Well, we put our hands together for you. Being the spearhead of this and keeping this train moving, and clearly just awesome networker and able to get together partners in the community. What a great example you have done of being the change. That this is a perfect example of being the change in our community. So we thank you so much and wish you certainly much more continued success on all that you're doing with your foundation and with you personally and your family.
Thank you so much, Shavit. I hope you're coming out on the 6th, girl. We would love to see you.
I have it on my calendar. I have it on my calendar.
Good.
I got to find some cute black and white, girl. I got to find something cute.
Get something cute. We're going to be taking pictures. We're going to have on-site photography, so get ready.
Oh, get ready. I love it. Well, thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you so much.
All righty. All right, listeners, I am telling you what, wow, what a show today. What a show today. So we started the top of the hour out with a restaurant spotlight, brand new restaurant here in the capital city, locally owned and operated, Pork Chops and Grits Cafe. Check them out, 219 Clay Street, just steps away from the Richmond Convention Center. I'm telling you, everything on the menu is phenomenal. Big shout out to Overseer Kenneth Kendall and Lady Kendall, the owners and operators of that. Then, can you believe it? We had an opportunity to chat with the Shirley Murdoch, yes, from As We Lay. Yes, her. And she was so gracious and so kind. So if you missed that, if you just tuned in and you're like, oh, man, I would like to hear that, no problem. You can go to Charvette.com and listen to all past shows. You can share the link with a friend, all that good stuff. So really check her out. This week, March 28th through the 30th, in Portsmouth, Virginia, at Willett Hall. She's in the play If a Man Don't Work, a Man Don't Eat. Also in the play is Wendy Raquel Robinson from The Game, Miguel Nunez from Joanna Man, Sam Logan, excuse me, and then also introducing music by Tia Rochelle. So check that out. Again, Shirley Murdoch right here on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Then we ended up with an event spotlight, an organization spotlight, the 5th annual Black and White Affair. Check it out, April 6th, 7 p.m., the Children's Museum. DJ and music and casino and door prizes. Tickets, one ticket is $30, two tickets $50. If you do pay at the door, it's $35 at the door for a single ticket. This is Richmond's ultimate party with a purpose. Check them out online, www.theblackandwhiteaffair.com. I mean, we couldn't have made the web address any more easier for you. So theblackandwhiteaffair.com. Again, if you're not following me on Twitter, follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/Charvette. Connect with me on Facebook, also facebook.com/Charvette. And we'll just keep it locked right here. We're going to bring you more outstanding shows. But until next week, we'll chat it up with you later. Bye.
Live from Richmond, Virginia, you've been listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Catch Charvette Mitchell every Tuesday at 6 p.m. interviewing all the stars you want to hear from. So until next week, stay motivated, excited, and influenced. This is the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.